The essential experience is non-verbal. You can't see your head. To put it in words, inadequate words, you can't see your head. Instead, you see the world. That's already putting it into words, but that's a very simple, headless way of describing it. And it is obviously the most obvious thing. And as soon as your attention is brought to that, then you always have access to that forever, I say, for testing. So what is interesting for me is that this few days, this is what we have in common. And I think, as Karen was saying, we call ourselves friends, not hierarchical, friends who have this in common. You see. And it is so delightful that it's a nonverbal thing. You don't have to speak about it, but it's there in the air, so to speak. I say it is for me. And we have the opportunity in these few days to find out what it is like to be with friends who are valuing this, who are attending to this, so to speak. As I said yesterday, you do not need anyone's permission. You do not need agreement. You just do it yourself, you see. The idea of transmission I find very interesting. Transmission. And the transmission, the essential transmission, is you being aware of it. See. And you look at someone else and you bathe them in the light of the one. Like bathing them, like clear water. See. It's a very respectful, non-intrusive, loving thing, I think, putting it into words. Understood?
Yes.
So, in my view, what for me is an aspect of this meeting, these few days, is equipping ourselves, familiarizing ourselves, so that we will be more confident when we go out and meet people at work or in our families or wherever. We have more confidence that we can enjoy this wherever we are. See. And I think that part of that is developing our ability to communicate about it. Because when we communicate about it, we bring it onto the front burner, make it conscious. See? It's there all the time. You don't have to talk about it. See? But you are already, by being it, conscious of it, you're transmitting. See? That's that you cannot help transmitting something. See? And up to now, it's just been a transmission of I'm separate from you. Good. Very important. Headless way, or I, anyway. Someone said to me, well, what does a headless way think about this? I said, I don't know, but I'll tell you what I think. There isn't a dogma. But as I said yesterday, we've grown up and we have become very skilled at transmission. Well, you were as a baby, but you just didn't know it. You were transmitting as a baby, you see. And then you learn to transmit your own individuality and respect the individuality of others, you see. Empathy, placing yourself in the shoes of others, you see. So we're all good at that. You have to be good to quite a high degree in order to survive. And now we add into it, it's a very natural process. We add into that the awareness of our true nature, and we explore what it is like to acknowledge this together. See. And a part of that, good morning. Part of that, as I say, is about communicating as much as you want, you see. But it seems very clear to me that as we explore communicating about this, we grow. It's really true. If you have ever taught a skill, if you've ever taught anything or showed someone how to do something, you get to know it better, don't you? Because you have to put it, you have to understand it better in order to communicate it. And you've got to try and put it simply, you see. And you're sensitive, hopefully, you would be sensitive to whether or not the other person is getting it. Because if your explanation is really deep and all around, but they go, what? It has not worked. The point is, transmission is sensing the other person when you're communicating and recognizing if they're on this, they're with you. See, with you. It's no good if they're not. Yeah. Something like that. So, what I am interested in doing for those reasons, transmission, communication, deeper understanding, because the understanding is never just you. It's a communal thing. And I think that we are all deeply invested in the world and in the future of the world. Climate change, poverty, inequalities of all kinds, war, you know. This affects us all, especially in the modern world where the weapons are so destructive. We've never had it like this before. In the past, you might get a rogue state, but it couldn't do too much damage because they just had bows and arrows or then guns. But now we have the weapons that you just can obliterate a city. And it seems to become normal. It is incredible. And so we're all invested in that. But we feel, what can we do? What can we do? You can do a lot. You can do a lot. See, because we need something that changes consciousness. See? As well as the firefighting. So to equip us to go out into our lives with this, in whatever way you do it, I'm sure, see. So I am going to hopefully encourage you to be with each other, be in this, and in your own way to explore what it means, communicating about it, and what it means to you, and what find out what it means to the others, how it makes a difference in your life, and all of that. And the experiments are ways of facilitating that communication and that process of discovery. So, for example, I do not know you, right? And you've just done one little workshop with Karen, but you probably did the pointing experiment, did you? Mm-hmm. All right. So would you like to guide the group through the pointing experiment? I'll just do your best, right? Yeah, you're with friends.
Yeah. Okay. So the participant guided the group through the pointing experiment, but unfortunately it was not loud enough to hear on the recording.
This is how it works. Yeah? We are all very deep. We are all very deep. We feel deeply. Thank you. And you have shared in your own way what only you could have shared. True? Yes. Yeah. For sure. For sure. For sure. And quite good to pause, because the next thing will be different. Would you like to take us through the pointing in your way? And you may not know what that is until it happens, right?
So open my mouth and find out.
Yes.
So taking your instruments for directing attention, otherwise known as a finger. Maybe find something on the walls this time. Just choose anything to point at. And noticing the form, the colour, noticing the limits, the boundaries of the thing, maybe even tracing the boundaries of the form with your finger. Noticing that it's also relatively easy to come up with a name, or at least it is for me, of that thing in the world. And then pointing at your left foot. So again, noticing the form and the limits of the form. Again, maybe just tracing round the shape of the foot. Noticing the colour as well. And also noticing that at the very beginning I named it a left foot. And then pointing at the right knee. Again, it's got a name, it's a thing in the world. Noticing the colour, the shape, the limits of it. And then pointing at the torso. Again, it's a form, it has a colour, or more than one colour even. And again, noticing the limit. And I have a name, a torso. And then here comes the important part. So,
ta-da!
Pointing back at the place you're looking out of, where I assume that other people see my head. So this is totally different. So I see no form. It's formless. Don't see any shapes here at all. I also see no colour. Totally colourless, transparent, clear. There's no limits, no boundaries, and for me at least, it's very hard to put a name in it, like in the things out there in the world. So formless, colourless, limitless, nameless, empty, open, transparent space, which also includes the finger pointing back at this space, and reflects the entire world beyond the pointing finger. So it's a transparent emptiness that's full of everything. And if I look for the line that divides this transparent space from the world out there, I really struggle to find it.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
May I?
Yes.
We can feel the emptiness. You said that the finger is disappeared too. Did you? Did it?
So, when I direct my attention back to where other people see my face, in a zero distance, there's an open, transparent, empty space, which paradoxically is filled with everything. So it's empty, but also full of the entire universe. So the finger, the room, everybody in the room. So it's simultaneously empty and entirely full. So it doesn't make sense.
But the finger is still there. Yes. Yes.
It's blurry when you look.
Blurry.
Have
you been to the optician recently? So part of our learning together is to articulate, because you have not said it exactly like that before, true? And not to this group and not today.
It's the first time I heard it as well.
Yes, 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 yes. This is how it works. We do not know what we are going to say next. And you don't know what your reaction will be. But you probably had a reaction. And two or three people, just a sentence, not a long thing. What was your response? Because we learn as we articulate. So anyone want to share just a sentence there, or a word? Would you like to take us through the pointing? Here we go.
Point the floor. What you see.
Can you speak louder?
Yeah. You see the pattern on the floor, the color. That's what you see. Come to your shoe. And you can see the foam, the color, the shape. Go up to your other hand. You can see the hand. Fingers, nails, okay, now you can point yourself. What do you see? Do you see you there? I can see me, but I cannot. Where am I? But I'm in here.
And what?
Where am I? But I'm in here. I'm very full. I don't feel the distance between me and the finger. I don't feel the distance between me and you and the world. I don't feel you. The world is in the three dimension. It's like my finger and you guys on one paper. And you are me.
Is my thing, is it correct or something?
That was so beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
That was very touching. Yes. No distance. I am you. I look for myself and I'm here but not here. Any responses to share?
Nothing. Where am I?
Where am I?
Where am I?
Where am I?
Brilliant.
Anyone else? A word? There's something stirring in you. Yes.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Yes. Yes.
I felt very much like being in your mind. Exactly what you experience.
You see, it's so good you say that. Because you probably hadn't quite articulated it before you said it, but you now we've kind of all done that with you now. You see. Yes.
I like that you put the finger pointing with the room and all our faces on one page.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are. They are when I look. It's one page. And then there's no listening. Yeah. Thank you.
I love asking people I've not met before to do this. It demonstrates how it is everybody's birthright. It's not. Unfamiliar, see. And we just are not normally invited to share this deep, kind of private side to ourselves, which we share with everyone. See. But each of us will have a different response, you see. And I would never have thought of it like that in that moment. You brought that out, you see. And we need each other to explore and celebrate diamond with many facets, yes. One thing I notice about pauses is that I don't know if you'll be the same at all, but after someone has shared, it evokes something. See? And when I pause, then that is still around until I notice, oh, it's gone. And often enough, when I say pause, I'll wait till I feel it's gone. And then we're ready. Now, not always, there's no rule. So that we open for the next thing. Yeah.
I just got an image of empty glasses in a circle, and they're all reflecting on each other. So
yeah.
If you look at this, you see that one.
Ah.
And so
yeah.
So there's a reflection, and there's something. There's all the reflections going around.
Yes. Yeah. You can kind of see it from over there. Yes. All right, let's stand up. We do the circle. Oh, come in, a circle. Actually, this time we do two circles. So I'll stand out. So one circle here, so they're smaller. All right, yeah, we want smaller circle, you'll see. That's all right. You want to stand between. You come here, that's it. All right. And if you feel comfortable, put your arms around each other. If you feel happy with that, and look down. All right, so be comfortable, look down, and this is a smaller circle, has a different look. Notice the floor, notice the circle of feet, circle of bodies, and they all come out of one consciousness. This is putting words onto a nonverbal experience we are all having, I say. Down there we're many, at the top we are one. Just be aware of your breathing so you can relax. And you can hear my voice in that space, or we can call it silence. You hear all the sounds, the sensations in the space. So I'm going to invite you again to participate with your voice and baby steps. Down there with many, at the top we're one. All the voices come from one consciousness or one silence. Have a go. Experiment. Okay, we will sit down. Yes. And did you find yourself feeling a bit more comfortable to contribute? A little bit? These are baby steps. If you haven't done it before, if you haven't done it many times before, if you haven't actually spoken in the circle before, it's all new. Mm-hmm. And a bit of a risk. Yeah? Yes. Understood. Normal. So, nothing really happens without relaxation and trust. Yeah?
Again?
Nothing really happens without relaxation and trust. And you can't force it. You can't force it. So what Karen and Amma and myself and all of us, I hope, are involved in here is providing as safe an environment as possible. Mm-hmm. See? And baby steps. But you can see a direction, I hope, of starting to feel welcomed to contribute, to open your mouth and start speaking without knowing what you're going to say.
Right.
Because so often in society we're brought up to believe that you've got to know what you're going to say before you say it, and it's got to be good. Mm-hmm. And
perfect in society.
Yeah, that's right. Whereas it doesn't seem to work that way, really. That's a speech, you know. But we're kind of exploring together the possibility that we can begin to trust and just explore. Yeah. Did anyone in those little circles say something that surprised them? Did you find yourself saying something you haven't said before?
That the ground of being, yeah.
Well, because share that with everyone.
Yeah, so somebody said, it looks actually like the feet are pointing up. When you look like this, you would say they're going down, but actually you could also say they're going up. And
ceiling.
Yeah, and then somebody said, and so what would then this be, where we're all looking out of? And
so
that dropped into my
mind. Hard to tell which way up you are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so if this would be the ground,
yes,
then it would be the ground of being. So that's how.
So one image is it's the sky, but the other image it's the ground.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Paradox. So we yesterday we did this, hands disappearing into the emptiness. Would you like just to guide us through some of that?
Yes, sure.
Good.
So take both of your hands. Mm. Just look at that. See how these beautiful hands have a shape and a color. Maybe you can move your fingers a little bit. Or even just observe that they move. Who's moving them?
Mm.
While we're at it, we slowly move them towards our face. And you see them come closer. You see them grow in size. And at some point, they start to fade out, and pay attention to where they fade out into. You can even move the fingers while they're behind you. Where are they moving now? What shape do your fingers have? What shape does your hand have? And if you want, you can make them reappear. And you can look at them again. And move them.
They disappear. They don't just. I always thought like, well, you don't see them. No. You think I'm kidding, and you're. They disappear.
I get
they
it.
They are not there. They disappear like.
Like putting your hand in acid.
Yes.
You know.
No, that would be bad. No. Acid is negative.
Oh, okay.
It's like.
The most beautiful dissolving liquid. No? I'm trying. You see, there are levels of understanding here, you see.
You are the master.
Yes, there are levels of understanding. The first level is they're there, but I can't see them. The second level is, oh my God, they've really gone. You get right? Yes. I say that we are dragged kicking and screaming into heaven. You see, the first one is, yeah, I can't see them, but they're there. You see, and the next one is, oh my God, they're not even exist anymore. And we can't force that. You take your time. The way it makes a difference in your life, I say for me, is gradually you say yes at ever deeper levels to the beautiful truth.
When it's gone, and he said wiggling, and I could feel no hand, but I could experience the wiggling. It's different from this one. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Still somehow
this
still
wiggling in nothingness.
At first I thought my finger is there and it wiggling, but later, no.
Yes.
I didn't know my hands, but yeah, I could feel a moving experience, but no hands, nothing.
It's so beautiful to hear us discovering this, isn't it? It's very inspiring, very inspiring.
And it comes with many emotions, like your firmness, eh? Almost like what? A shock of it almost.
Yes.
And the soft discovery you make, more fine touching in it. It's so beautiful to hear all these qualities of discovery. So unique.
Yeah.
All of you.
This pause.
Related to the visual aspect. With the eyes closed, there is no form. So that's what I'm new in this. So I don't know. Are there also practices with the eyes closed?
Yes.
I was just curious. Because it feels sometimes as if the head is really separate just with the eyes open.
Yes.
Which is not the case. Because it's unity. So I'm a bit, I don't know if my head is now.
Everybody, close your eyes. This is a non-verbal experience that I am using words to talk about it, communicate about it. But I, with eyes closed now, I find I cannot say where I am now. I'm going to say more, but I want to know as much as I can that you're on the same page as me. So when I say I I can't say where I am, like I think someone was saying before. Do you understand? All right, I'm going to ask again because I want to hear your voices loud and clear so that I know we're moving together. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, when you hear everybody's voice there, I say all those voices, those sounds, happen in this space which I'm going to call silence. Do you understand?
Yes.
So, many voices in one consciousness. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you could reframe it like upside down, you know, up and down. You could say all the voices come from one silence. Do you understand?
Yes.
The silence is speaking with many voices. True?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Now open your eyes. Now. How difficult was that? Right?
No.
Easy, yeah?
Yeah.
Pleasurable.
Yeah.
Now when I am speaking and you're replying, two voices in one consciousness, yes?
Yes.
So the one is talking to itself?
Yes. I'm going to go up now. It feels very hot now.
So now I am speaking in the silence, yes? And when anyone else speaks, it's the same silence speaking, true? Yes. Now close your eyes again. I find that I cannot say how big I am. Now I want to know that we're traveling together. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes.
Open your eyes. Now, I still cannot say how big I am. Do you understand?
Yes.
It is rather fun to travel together, isn't it?
Yeah.
And didn't get the one silence, like the silence and the voice and two voices coming out from the same silence.
Okay, so language. I'm sure you have access to the experience, so it's just a matter of language. So visually, I'm looking at you out of vast open space. Understood?
Yeah.
All right.
So same for language.
Same for you.
Same for
you. How many spaces do you actually experience?
Just one.
One. Me too. Isn't that weird? I mean, wonderful, you see. Now, space is a word for that mystery. And it is sometimes called silence. And the sounds are happening in the silence, like the faces are happening in the space. Yes? So you could say, well, the sounds are happening in the silence, or you could say the sounds are coming out of the silence and going back in. So one silence speaking with different voices. Understood?
Okay.
Understood?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
It's much easier to experience when I have my eyes closed that all the voices are mine. And when I open, I have to hook on and think, no, nothing has changed.
Close your eyes and be aware of your body sensations. And this is like we were exploring putting the hands behind the head or the hands disappear, but you've still got the sensation. See? A different way of describing it. So now I say that what I call my body sensations are happening in this empty space. This is an inadequate way of describing it, but do you understand?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah? The sensations are happening in this boundless consciousness. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, when I attend to this field of sensation, I don't find a clear edge. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yes. No. Let's open our eyes. Who said no? You again. So, you were talking about the visual field, and it not having an edge or a boundary or something like that before?
Yes.
Yeah? I'm teasing you, okay? You okay with that? Yeah. And so visually, everything you see has an edge, but the whole field is kind of different. The edge, right?
The one there is different.
Yeah. So now you go to the field of sensation. Body sensation, yeah. And isn't it similar? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes, you cannot feel like the body, like the limits of the body.
That, yes. So what was it you didn't understand?
No, because sometimes I it goes a bit quick for me, so
I
say no, so that I'm sure I'm paying attention and slowing down the process.
I see, okay, all right. So, if you now are aware of the visual field with your eyes open, let's go back to eyes open. So that edge there is indeterminate or something. Now, if you also include your body sensations with eyes open, as if you're attending to them with eyes closed, does that make sense? You see. So let's go back to eyes closed. And like Karen was saying, it's quite easy to hear all the voices in the one silence, my voice appearing out of that silence. I mean, mysteriously, you can't explain it, I can't. And these sensations appearing out of that consciousness, you could say, see, without a boundary. So if you identify with your body sensations, your feelings, which I do, I say, well, I have no boundary. I can't find a boundary to myself. Not just visually, but going by the sensation. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Now open your eyes and hang on in there with the boundlessness in terms of your body. You see. And I think it just takes a little bit of exploring to realize actually it's not that difficult. You see. Because I think we're drawn out to the visual, because we operate visually, is the main sense. See, so we overlook and then assume that it's small. But just a bit of a re-education in a way. Oh, I can be aware of my immensity, my boundlessness with my eyes open, not just visually, right? But the sounds all going on together. And I think that this is where I noticed in myself that to begin with, that seemed like a really different experience, and it came very occasionally. But more and more, it's just like, oh, actually, that is very pleasurable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? Mm-hmm. Understood? It's not rocket science. It is where we came in. If you look at a baby and you understand this aspect that you feel big, not just see you're big, but feel big, see that you are big, and it's just true, you are big. So that's going to operate with all the senses, see. So that it's relaxation. I feel as big as the room. And if you look at a baby, then you have insight. Ah, you understand, the baby is big as a room. Yeah? So it's very, very natural, you see. And I think that just as you grow up and the transmission is you're small and separate, and you get that, you see, as we move on as a society and we bring back in this original openness, see, and we understand that actually it's always been there. You've always been big, you've just thought of yourself as small. See? So the culture changes so that it becomes much easier to just be big in company. You see, it's natural.
You said that your body is boundless. When I drove from my home to this,
yes,
I was sitting behind my wheel, and I felt that my body was boundless.
Ah.
There was only a face sitting in the car.
Ah.
That's what I felt.
It may be
weird, but that's what I experienced when I drove to the inner camp.
Yes. And you see, what I can say is, yeah, I get that. Yeah. And so, in effect, we are normalizing that. That is, yeah, got that. That's, what were you going to say?
Yes, it felt very much like the body, my body usually is holding on right at the edge.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Everything inside. And just now I felt like the floodgates open and it was, it's not right at the border, it's everywhere.
Yeah. It's a good feeling, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, who would not want that? You know? Who would not want that? Yes.
I had a very interesting new feeling that I'm transcending gravity.
Yeah. Yes.
In this space, I'm holding my body.
Yes.
And it's not really a feeling that gravity is sucking me down.
No.
I'm being held.
Yes.
Oh, that was so
lovely. Isn't it? Mm. It's a bit like kind of floating in the ocean.
Right.
Yeah, the whole thing and then nothing underneath, but you're complete. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's basically, Houston, we have liftoff. We have left the gravity of the earth, thank you very much. We're on our way, thank you.
Is it just that, like, when I'm thinking, if I have my eyes closed and I'm thinking the sensation in my foot, is it that if I have no thinking there, I have no way to know that how distant it is?
Understood. A good way of putting it.
In that sense, you cannot say that you're small or big, right?
Well, understood. Okay. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we are.
Is that what we're trying to experience? Because I want to make sure of that. Because I do feel that there is, like, when we say my awareness is as big as the room. I cannot feel the corner of the room there, but I can feel my body. So this is a kind of like part of me that is a bit.
Is what?
Is a bit like. Resistant or not experiencing that?
You see, I would say that we've all got the same basic nonverbal experience, but we understand it in different ways. And our understanding will evolve. And if that is the way that you like to put it just for this second, good. You see, I get that. And I would put it differently, but it's not right. It's just that we are thinking about it in different ways. Yeah?
It's just that I don't experience myself bigger now.
No. No, okay. Okay. Hang on with that, yes. So, we have not done what I thought we were going to do this morning.
And now we've got a problem.
Because it's almost time for coffee.
How big is that problem?
What?
How big is that problem?
Big! Floating in the vast ocean of consciousness. So we've got 5 minutes, is that right, before coffee? Is it 10:30? All right. So what you're going to do is you're going to just turn to a partner, you see, and each have a go. So I'll go first. So you're just going to go like this. And then the other person, you do it to me. No words, all right? So I'm going to now, you're such an advanced group. I can see that, see this. So you now are ready for your initiation.
Finally.
So I'm going to show you. This is highly secret. Wow. Yes. I'm going to show you the secret headless handshake. I will show you. I'm going to initiate you. So there's three parts to it. Three parts to it. First, hold, shake hands. One. Okay, watch carefully. One. Two. Three. Watch again. One, two, three. All right, with your partner.
I know.
Okay, coffee. Coffee. For half an hour, we're back in here at 11.
Do you look at the fingers or at the eyes?
It's a very important.
Yes. One more thing. Do you look at the finger or the eyes?
Eyes.
Well, in the future, this will be known as the moment when the headless way split. Into those that thought that you had to look at the finger and those that thought you had to look at the eyes. And it was a big problem. So, choose which side you're on. Coffee, we're back at 11. We start at 11.
Okay. You were telling you were going on a mountain or something.
We're evolving, aren't we?
We certainly are. We're transmitting.
We are.
The idea of moving together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.